Now for a big picture view on the challenges ahead in Iraq, we invited the head of the UN mission in Baghdad, Ad Melkert, to stop by our studios. I asked whether he's comfortable with the timetable for the American withdrawal.
Well, that's not up to the UN, because that is really up to the Iraqi government in a bilateral agreement with the US. The question is how the country is going to deal with it. The Iraqi security forces have certainly increased their effectiveness. They've received a lot of training and support. It's more and more Iraqi business when one looks at the politics, the economy, the security, and that's going to define the situation in the years ahead.
You are in a position to have some sense of whether the Iraqis will be able to handle it from a security and a political point of view. What do you think?
Well, the security assessment is difficult for anyone. Some parts of the country, particularly in the northern Kurdistan region, are relatively secure. Other parts are very volatile, around Mosul, for instance, and also in Baghdad. And one sees also, like in recent days, flaring up of violence around big pilgrimages. So there's still a high vulnerability, and I'm afraid also vulnerability to influences from other countries in the region, which makes Iraq a special case.
On the political side, I know that you've been meeting with the various parties. How close are Iraqi politicians to finally forming a government?
I think we should first see and really appreciate that this has never happened before in Iraqi history. I mean, 4 years ago when there were elections and a government formation, it was still very much at the hand of the United States. Now it's the Iraqis themselves that have to put a government together. It is in any system where you're working with minority parties that have to make a majority coalition a difficult thing. Very time-consuming, not only in Iraq, you see it also in continental European countries. That's not that easy for all. Yet what we've seen to date is still very much according to the constitution, and that's a kind of encouraging fact.
So any way to put any sort of timeline on this?
Well, one would hope, of course, this is actually the end of the 30 days timeline after the first meeting of the new parliament, where they were supposed to agree on a new president. I hope that they manage to get to conclusions rather sooner than later, because you see a lot of unrest in the country, not only the violence, but also the protest against the big shortages of electricity, for instance. And it is high time that the election results of the 7th of March will be translated into a fully effective government.
I have one last question for you, Ad Melkert, and it's about something that you wrote in the Washington Post. You posed this question, and I'll quote you: "Will this be the year of normalization for Iraq? The shape of a new era is visible from where I sit." Now, you wrote that back in February. Do you still feel that way?
Yes, I still feel that way, although admittedly between February and now...
It's been a long road.
But many things have happened. The elections have taken place. According to the book, there was even a protest and a recount, and then the result of the recount was accepted. We're talking Iraq, a country without any history or tradition in constitutional processes, constitutional democracy. So in that sense, we should also count the blessings of the steps forward that we see. Still tremendously many things to do. Many setbacks no doubt will be there. But permit me, working with hundreds of UN people in a country like Iraq, we have to maintain some optimism to keep going.
Thank you very much.
Welcome.
That's Ad Melkert. He's the special representative of the UN Secretary General in Baghdad.